Once upon a time, a long, 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 long time ago, there was a rishi called Kashyapa. The story happens at one of the earliest times of the universe. You know, in Hindu mythology, there is Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the moderator, and Shiva, the destroyer. Brahma had just completed the creation. There was Devlok, there was Bhulok, and there was Patallok. And just a few people, few animals, few demons, a few gods. It was those times. And in order to create the universe, Brahma, what he did was, he started off with some important people, like Kashyapa was one of them. And just so the demon race could come up, the animals could come up, you know, Kashyapa had two wives, Kadru and Vinata. Now, Kadru was actually a demoness and Vinata was a human. And here is the interesting part. Kadru had 1,000 kids, but these were not demon kids, not human kids. They were 1,000 snakes. This was one of the slithering. Yeah, these were one of the earliest snakes of the universe. And so, and here is the other interesting part. Vinata, on the other hand, had one kid. And that kid was Garuda, the eagle, you know, a bird. So you see how it was at those times, humans, demons, animals, all in the same family. And this Kadru never liked Vinata. She always thought that Kashyapa likes her more and Kashyapa doesn't like Kadru. She kept thinking like that. And she was always trying to kind of have some competition, some challenge, and prove to Vinata that she is better than her, kind of a thing. One day, Kadru and Vinata were standing in their balcony, you know, looking out at the skies. And it was in the evening time. And what did they see? They saw Indra's unicorn. Name is Uchchashraiva. Flying across. Uchchashraiva was going from one part of the heaven to somewhere else. And they both saw. It was a white unicorn galloping across the sky. And as they were going, when Uchchashraiva was almost about to disappear, Kadru, just to start a fight, she said to Vinata, "Wow, what a beautiful horse, right, Vinata? So white." She says, "Yeah, it's indeed, it's so white. But I don't understand why the unicorn's tail is black," she says. And Vinata says, "No, it's not black. The complete unicorn is white. Everyone knows Indra's unicorn is white." "No, it is black." But before they could kind of look back, Uchchashraiva had already gone. And so Kadru says, "All right, let's have a bet then. See, I told you she used to do this many times and again she does it now. Let's have a challenge, a bet. Okay, tomorrow again Uchchashraiva is going to come and I bet he has got a black tail. And if I am wrong, that means if he does have a white tail, then you win and I will become your maid. I will listen to whatever you tell. But if I am correct, then you have to do whatever I say." Okay, Vinata is very sure, you know. So she says, "Of course, all right, no problem at all. I accept the challenge." So they are waiting for the next day. But that night, Kadru has a plan. She goes to her kids. All the kids are hissing around. "Mommy, hiss, mommy, hiss," they are doing. And Kadru says, "Listen up, kids. You guys have been slithering too much. I have an important task for you tomorrow." "What is it, mommy?" They say, "Listen, tomorrow, you guys, by around 4 o'clock, you have to go where Uchchashraiva is." "You mean the horse, mommy?" They say, "Yes. You got to go there, and without he knowing, just before he starts galloping, you have to climb onto his tail and hold on to that." "But why, mommy?" "No, guys, no asking questions. You have to do." "But we are super scared, mommy." They say, "What is there to be scared? it's a long tail, just hold on to it. And once he lands on the other side, right, once he completes his trip, you can just get down and come back. I'm scared, mommy, says a lot of them. Okay, listen up. She's a demoness, right? So she can be really mean, although she's her mommy. And she says, you guys have to obey my orders. We don't want to obey your orders, they say. But if you don't listen to me, then I will make sure that the entire snake kingdom will come to an end. You remember, you know, long, many, many years from now, a king called Janmejia, he is going to burn you all in fire. No, we are just starting our kingdom here on planet Earth, on Bhulok. We don't want to die. We want to be there forever. They say, okay, then you better listen. Okay, mommy, we will listen. They say. And so they all get ready. And next day, just like what Kadru had said, they are waiting. And as Uchchasrayava starts to gallop, they climb onto his tail and cling to it. And Uchchasrayava doesn't know what's going on. But he's like, okay, maybe he's a nice unicorn. And he's like, maybe they need a ride. And so he just keeps galloping. And now, what happens? Both Kadru and Vinata are watching carefully. They're looking at the sky. Vinata is 100% sure it's going to be Uchchasrayava is all white. But oh my God, as Uchchasrayava starts coming in their area, Vinata is shocked, of course, because of all those snakes they're seeing from a distance. The tail appears to be black. And so Vinata is shocked. She cannot understand it. Kadru says, I told you, remember, Vinata? I win. And so the bad times start for Vinata. Because remember the bet that Vinata now has to listen to whatever Kadru says. And not just Kadru, her kids, they start bossing around. They become big bad bullies. Every time they are calling Vinata to do something, here, clean this, go get me some pakodas, go make some hot tea for me, do that, do this, milk, get me some milk, hiss, they're doing. And they're doing this, and after some time, you know, once Garuda becomes a little older, they start bossing on him too. Now Kashyapa is a busy rishi, he's got lots of things, he's somewhere, he's not even in this picture. And he should have come in and taken care of this whole business and told Kadru and the kids not to do this. But he doesn't do that either. And so it's really bad times for Garuda and his mom. Now, once Garuda becomes a little older, you know, he's like in his teenage years, he thinks, why is this happening? Why should we listen? We are also Kashyapa's, I'm also a Kashyapa's kid. And we are also, I'm equal to all these snakes. Why should we listen? And then he finds out, his mom tells him what has happened. Oh, and he says, is this for life? Yep, this is our entire life. We have to listen to this. And so Garuda thinks, oh man, my mom, she's in pain. She's been going through this for years. And I also don't want to be like this for the rest of my life. We have to become free, he decides. I have to free my mom and also myself. And so he goes to the snakes, the thousand snakes, his own brothers, right, really. And he tells them, guys, this is going on for too much. And he says, let's make a deal. I will do whatever you guys want. But please give me freedom and give my mother freedom. Especially my mother, she's getting old and I can't see her being tortured like this. Now the snakes, they're all talking amongst themselves. Hey, this is, we can't let become them, make them free. Otherwise they won't do what we say. And but then they say, okay, fine. Let's, they come up with a cunning plan. They know that it's impossible to get Amrit. The same Amrit we did in another story, right? The elixir, the thing with which you can get a lot of power, can become really powerful, the one that the devas got and the asuras did not get. So the snakes, they tell Garuda, okay, if you go and bring us the pot of Amrit, then we will set you free. They know that it's impossible. And Garuda says, all right. If that's what it is, I'm going to go find the pot of gold. Pot of Amrit, sorry. And so Garuda sets out on his journey. But is it easy to find Amrit? No way. Indra, who is very smart, he has found not just the one we did in that story, but he has found some other pots and he has kept it in a black hole far, far away from this universe. And it's impossible to go there. Nobody knows except for Indra and a few gods. And they are not going to tell, but Garuda doesn't give up. Bravely he goes. And of course Vishnu, yeah. Bravely he goes. He goes everywhere in Bhulok, tries to ask many rishis or some other good people. Please, I need to know, I need to know. And he also goes all the way to Patal Lok, but no one can help him. And then he realizes this has got to be somewhere else. And so he travels far away from this universe, enters that black hole. But as he is going like this, right, going fast, Indra stops him and says, Vishnu stops him and he says, Garuda, you've come very, very far from your home. What are you doing here? He says, oh, I am on a mission, Vishnu. It's nice to meet you, but I have important work. What is that important work? He asks. I have to get this. But do you know where it is? No, but I'm going to keep trying. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to be resilient, he says. Okay, Vishnu is very impressed. Wow, you can travel far and you're very strong. Will you, at that time, Vishnu is also looking for a vehicle, you know. You know, in Hindu mythology, all the gods have their own vehicle. Indra has his Airavat, the white elephant. Then, you know, Ganesha has Mushaka, right? The mouse. Like that, Vishnu is looking for something and he asks Garuda, will he become his vehicle to take him around everywhere? And Garuda says, I'm honored. I would be very, very happy to do it. But Shiva has Nandi, like that, yeah. But I need to complete this mission first. Okay, fine, go ahead. I wish you all the success, says Vishnu. And Garuda takes off. He dives into the black hole. Nobody has come out of that successfully. And there, as he goes through, he sees a large cave and he enters the cave. But it's not easy. There are mythical beasts, giant seven-headed serpents inside, guarding the pot of Amrit. And Garuda. Fire. And there's a lot of fiery monsters too. But Garuda fights bravely all of them and finally manages to go to that place where the pot of Amrit is. He grabs it and he's bringing fast. He doesn't want any more trouble now. He can't, if he drops it, that's the end of it. So he's being careful. It's heavy and he's flying and carrying and coming. At that time, who stops him? Indra, Devendra. Garuda, what is it that you're doing? You know what your brothers are going to do with this. They're going to eat all of this up and become really powerful. And next thing we know, we have more trouble. They're not good. They're going to use it to become more and more strong and trouble everyone. You should not give it to them. Garuda says, well, Indra, I have no choice. I'm doing this for my mom's freedom. I have to set her free. I have to do this. I have to also become free. I have to do it. But Garuda is also a quick thinker. And he says, well, my job ends in giving the Amrit to them. Okay. It doesn't mean they have to get it. You get it? He tells Indra. And Indra realizes, aha, what Garuda is saying. And so... Garuda is giving a hint and Indra realizes it. And so he's waiting for the right opportunity. And so Garuda arrives all the way. Basically, Garuda and Indra make a deal. And Garuda keeps his promise. But listen, what happens next is very interesting. And so Garuda arrives right by the banks of the river where all the snakes are waiting. They can't believe. They get the news that Garuda has got it. He's coming. And they are like greedy buggers. They are hungry for this Amrit and they're waiting. Ah, I want some Amrit. Yes. Like that they're doing. And then they're waiting. And Garuda comes and brings that pot. And he says, guys, I have kept my word. Now, am I free? He says, yes. What about my mother? They say, yes, you're free. And Garuda says, You know, I have read about some other story too about Amrut, and they say it's only good and takes effect if you have a bath before drinking it. And the snake says, yeah, yeah, we also know about that story. It's a good point what you're saying. And so Garuda says, all right, I'm going to set this right here by the river, and you guys can take a bath, come back and have it, okay? There is no Mohini here, there is no cheating, all right, guys? And I'm going to take off now. And so he sets it. But as he keeps it on a huge pile of like really, really sharp sticks. You know, all the old twigs that have fallen. There's a sharp stick pile there and he keeps it right there. And as soon as the snakes go to take bath.
Cactus.
Yeah, a lot of cactus plants. Indra arrives there and he has another pot which looks just like this. And in one swoop, he takes the one with Amrut, keeps the other part. And as he's flying, he knocks it down. Now the snakes come out and they look at this pot which is broken now. And it's all in pieces and it's knocked down. Oh no, we shouldn't have done that. We should have been more careful. I think they don't realize. They think, oh, the wind knocked it off. Oh, that means the Amrut must have fallen right here. And they are so crazy for Amrut, they don't even think, and they just start licking all all those cactus plants and the sharp twigs. It starts hurting. Some of them are even eating that, and some of them die right there because it's so sharp. And the others, they don't get any Amrut. It's just they get a lot of pain in their throat. And so, in a very clever way, Indra and of course Garuda, with Garuda's help, the part of Amrut is kept away from these bad snakes. And meanwhile, Garuda is free and he goes and meets his mother, and the mother is very happy, right? Kids, mommies and daddies love kids, you know, and they always love their kids, of course. But in this case, you see how the kid really thought of his mommy and wanted to bring good times to his mommy. And so he's successful in that by being brave and resilient. And then he remembers what Vishnu had said and flies all the way towards Vaikuntha, where Vishnu is waiting for him. And so, from that day, Garuda becomes Vishnu's vehicle. And the rivalry between the eagle and the snakes, it continues even till today. And that's the end of the story, the end.
Thank you for listening to this podcast.